Hello everyone, my name is Jacob Minig. I'm the host of the Behavioral Health Integration Podcast. Today we have a very special guest. Her name is Ava Schneeberger. Ava is a mental health advocate. Through her struggles, she has learned to voice her opinion and express herself through acting, modeling, and writing poetry. She's the author of the book Listen. She is very passionate about feminism and positive, healthy body image. Ava was also the first one in her high school to create the body empowerment group at the age of 16. Ava hopes to share her work and her experiences with anyone who is willing to listen and to inspire others who struggle with mental illness and body image so that everyone can live up to their full potential. Again, Ava, thank you so much for being on my podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So glad to be here.
Yeah, no. And again, I read your bio and everything, and I just have no doubt that we're going to have a great episode and my listeners are going to learn a lot from you and it's going to be fun.
Thank you so much.
So again, right off the bat, I was just kind of curious, what made you get to this point today in your life? Like, were there particular events that happened or motivations that really inspired you to get more, let's say, into the self-help field or the mental health arena?
Yeah. Well, my family struggles with alcohol addiction. Okay. And so I think that that kind of came to light for me mm-hmm. at a younger age. And I really struggled with that. And also just in general, having like depression. And I was very confused as to what I was feeling and how that was all going. So I'm just, you know, trying to share my experiences to help people get less confused and
heard. Okay. Now, so you grew up with both parents, right?
Yes.
And do you have any brothers or siblings or?
Yeah, I have a brother.
An older brother. Cool. And you grew up mostly in Minnesota then your entire life?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you don't mind, so going through junior and high school, what were the main things you kind of struggled with? Because you said, was it just in general, your family kind of struggled with alcoholism in a sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to elaborate a little bit more on that? Or sure. What made it like more difficult to deal with?
Yeah. Specifically my mom, and she hid it very well, which in turn kind of lost any trust that I had with her because I was, you know, growing up, I never saw any of that. So when it kind of came to light, I was like, I don't know who you are. So it's kind of confusing for me.
Yeah. And being an addiction counselor myself, like that's a common story. It's just, they call it the functioning user or alcoholic. Would you say kind of like your parents or your mom were more like that? Where they try to hide it, but they could still kind of function in a way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So then did that again inspire you to maybe want to help other people going through similar situations?
Yeah, I think that I just kind of learned how to deal with emotions myself. And I was kind of alone in that path, which, you know, good or bad, but.
I'm curious, how did you deal with those emotions?
That's a good question. I guess sleeping was the main thing. I just kind of slept the day away.
Kind of maybe in a sense of just avoiding everything, just being alone so you don't have to deal with those interactions.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. So then I know you're also, so in high school, you're running this app, right? Tell me more about this app. I'm very interested in it.
Yeah. So I was doing that since I was like 12. I haven't done a little bit, but it's called Seven Cups.
Okay.
And it's a therapy app. It's rather anonymous. Yep. And you're just kind of paired with someone as a therapist, quote unquote, to just be with a random person and you kind of share your thoughts on their issue or just give them someone to confide in. So.
Okay. So can you elaborate a little bit more? Like, let's say your first time doing it, what did you experience, like a type of joy doing it or purpose or what?
Yeah. Well, I actually found it because I was on the other end of, you know, trying to find someone to listen to me. Mm-hmm. And I think I just really enjoyed listening to other people and just kind of enjoyed helping that I kind of just switched to being more of a therapist role and kind of did that instead for a little bit.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Just because did you get the feeling that you weren't really alone in this?
Right. Yeah.
That, and again, that is such a powerful thing too. Is that app still going on?
I think so. I think okay. It might have changed a lot though. So I'm not too sure. I remember it got a little creepy. So I'm not sure. Yeah.
Because you don't know who you're really talking to?
Right. Well, then people become kind of like gross and rude. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. I'm sure it's still around. I just don't know if it's going to probably be the same as what I experienced earlier. Mm-hmm. So.
So again, going through high school too, we could think of this app as an outlet. Were there any other outlets you participate in, or was there anyone that you could kind of talk to regarding your struggles and everything?
So when I moved to high school, I actually left all my friends and I was the only one there, experiencing that high school journey kind of alone. And that really got to me. But near the end of my junior year, I believe, I did make a club called the Body Empowerment Group. And I just kind of welcomed everyone who wanted to join it. And at first there wasn't anybody, but in the second meeting, we did get a few people and it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. So explain a little bit more about that group.
I think we're just kind of stepping outside of what you think of yourself and just kind of looking in on a different perspective of, you know, just not a perspective that's so negative, you know, just kind of you like yourself and you're an amazing human being. And, you know, everything that's kind of pecking at you is just not important.
And was it mostly like female students that would join your group, or would it be open to like all?
Yeah, it was open people? To everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. Yeah.
Awesome. So yeah, I guess I could think of that, or that is like another outlet for students to get to. So that's awesome. It really is.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So then now you're going through high school and you also said, or it also states that you are a model too.
Yeah. So I did try, I did take a modeling and acting class. Well, it was a camp, like an ongoing class.
Okay.
And it really kind of made me who I am today. So
like, did it boost your confidence about kind of who you are or yourself as a person? And
yeah, I mean, they just taught you how to present yourself well. And it kind of was like, you know, if I can present myself well and, you know, I have a reason to, because I'm an amazing person. And so it kind of just gave me that boost of confidence to, you know, who I can be and who I am.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. And I also, there's another thing on here. Tell us a little bit more about your book, Listen.
Yeah. So, it kind of started because when I was in the midst of all my struggle, I actually painted on my wall. And
no kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
With acrylic color. It's since been covered, but
yeah,
my whole room was just filled with, a bunch of drawings that didn't really, you know, they weren't good drawings, but they were just drawings. And that was kind of an outlet for me. And I kind of wanted to share that. And then I was like, you know, oh, I don't really want to, you know, pictures that are, you know, I don't know if I want to really go out and share those. But I then did find lots of things in my notes app on my phone of when I was going through all that stuff and just all the ideas that I had written down. And I was like, this is really important for people to hear. So I kind of combined those two things that I already had and then just made it a book. So
that's so cool. And what I've learned in like the first rule of art therapy is it doesn't matter, again, how good of a drawer you are. It's what your voice and your soul kind of puts onto the paper to reflect and get out. That is the most important thing.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'll tell you right now, I am a horrendous drawer, but I love me some mandalas. Have you ever heard of mandalas?
No.
It's not necessarily like drawing, but again, it's more mindful meditation. And I'll send you some for sure. It's like a circle diaphragm. And then you get like markers or colors and you color in these like shapes and you kind of make them into a really, really cool design.
Oh, cool.
But then the thing is, though, when I do this with my clients, I'll say, hey, pick a drawing, pick one that speaks to you, grab all the colors that you want to grab, but don't ask too many questions. Just go with your gut. So when they pick the colors out and they start filling in the figures and the shapes, they form like a really cool design. So then when it's all done, I'll kind of read off what the colors actually mean to you. Wow. As a person.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It really is. And it kind of just displays who you are and what you're about in life. And a lot of it, it's actually pretty accurate. So it's really cool.
Yeah.
So tell my listeners right now, like, what's going on in your life right now? What are you about right now? Because you're done with high school, right?
Yeah. I just finished my first year in college.
Oh, congrats. Thank you. I have a sister your age, too. She just did the same thing at Noka Ramsey. Cool. So, yeah.
Well, right now, I am currently in Hawaii.
Yes.
I am traveling is kind of the main experience I'm having right now, just traveling wherever, whenever. So I stay here for a month, and then I've visited Alabama, Washington, Arizona, and just some other places to visit some family. So this is my first kind of trip without family and just kind of me, myself, my boyfriend.
So. All right, cool. That's awesome. Awesome. So what's your major in college right now?
So it was, I was in a medical college. So it was just medically focused. And I didn't really pick a path. I was just in their bachelor's of health sciences, which is kind of just their generic path. And I took a semester there. And after I was kind of like, you know, I don't like the way that they're doing stuff and didn't really match with how I learned. So I kind of, I switched to community college and then I got straight A's. So.
Okay. Yep. Yep. I did the same thing. Community college, cheaper.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If you could say right now, what would be your future goals right now in your head? Like, I know, and it's so hard because you're so young, you have your whole life ahead of you, you can switch your majors. But again, have you ever maybe thought about getting into counseling or therapy down the road?
Yeah, I really wanted to be a counselor when I was younger, or a therapist. And I have seen a few therapists and counselors. I think it's just really an important aspect of everyone's life that they should experience.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like when you're in therapy too, it's just one, you have to find a good fit. So you can meet your therapist and on the first day, you're just not feeling it, and which is fine. And then you kind of just move on to the next one. I don't know if you ever had that experience where you just didn't really click with your therapist.
Yeah, a few times. You know, you kind of try different people and figure out what you think that you need from that person and how they can kind of match that. I want to say like a love language for you, you know, if it's talking through it or.
Okay. Yep. Yep. No, love languages are pretty cool stuff too. Yep. So then do you also want to continue with this Instagram stuff and then write more books down the road about your experiences? And
yeah. I'm not too sure what I want to do. I'm thinking I'll just, you know, if inspiration hits me and I'm like, that's what I want to do, then I'll do it. But as of right now, I'm just kind of working on myself and just, you know, working on being happier from the inside out. So.
Absolutely. Have you picked up any new hobbies along the way?
I was very into pottery.
Oh, wait. What kind of pottery? Like that bowl stuff, like the clay?
Yep.
Oh, you could do that? Oh, man. I struggled so much with that in college. Oh, I couldn't do it.
I loved it.
It looks cool. No. Do not get me wrong. It looks awesome if you can actually do it and form it like this. Oh, man. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, no, I started in high school. I took a class in that. And I did really well in the class. And I ended up kind of getting bored. So I just kind of did my own stuff because I completed all their, you know, like requirements or whatever you had to do. And then I ended up getting my own wheel.
Okay.
And kind of packing on there. So I don't have it anymore, but
it was
really fun.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. So also, I'm just curious if any of my listeners do want to get a hold of you, for anyway is, do you have like an email or a number or a website they can get a hold of?
Yeah. Any of my, let's see, what do I have? I mean, just DMs on Instagram or anywhere you find me is, you know, more than welcome. Otherwise, I do have an email. If you want me to name that for you.
Sure. Or I could just put on the link in my show notes too. And that's another way I can get hold of you. And also put your book. It's on Amazon, right?
Yeah. It's on Barnes & Noble.
Oh, Barnes & Noble. Okay. I will put that link on the bottom of my show notes too. So they can, if they wanted, they can just click it. And
thank you.
Of course. Of course. Well, again, thank you. It's been a real pleasure doing this with you. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, so if anyone wants to get a hold of her, I'll make sure all of the information is on my show notes. And yeah, you got it.
Sounds great. Yeah, thank you so much.
Again, I just want to thank Ava and all my BHI listeners for another awesome episode. I just want to inform everyone that the content and information expressed in this episode was not meant to be taken as therapeutic advice. If you do find yourself struggling with any type of mental health or addiction issues, seek the care of a professional medical doctor or a licensed professional clinical counselor. All right, everyone, thank you and have a good day. Bye.